This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, May 3rd, 2012, Paul McCartney and his wife, Nancy Chevelle, narrowly avoid a potential deadly helicopter crash when their pilot became disoriented during a flight in bad weather and missed some trees by just 2 feet. On this day in 1986, Robert Palmer's Addicted to Love tops the Billboard singles chart on its way to becoming a worldwide million seller. Originally recorded as a duet with Chaka Khan, her record company wouldn't grant her a release to work on Palmer's label, Island Records, and her voice was removed. On this day in 1978, FM, a film about the struggles of a radio station, debuts in L.A. The soundtrack features Steely Dan, Steve Miller, The Eagles, Neil Young, Billy Joel, and Warren Zevon. More people would buy the soundtrack than bothered to see the film. On this day in 1971, Grand Funk Railroad consent to meet with members of the press who have never treated the group with respect despite their string of gold records. 150 reporters were invited to New York's Gotham Hotel. Only six showed up. On this day in 1969, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police arrest Jimi Hendrix at Toronto's International Airport for possession of narcotics. He was released on $10,000 bail until his acquittal the following December. On this day in 1965, the Beatles are kept busy filming scenes for their forthcoming film Help with the British Army's 3rd Tank Division. And on this day, May 3rd, 1958, rock and roll is banned in Boston. What was the reason? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, May 3rd, 1958, rock and roll is banned in Boston. What happened? Rock and roll DJ Alan Freed has trouble on his hands when a brawl breaks out following a big beat show at the Boston Arena. Several of the estimated 5,000 teens in attendance are injured, and Freed will later be charged with incitement of a riot and destruction of property. Alan Freed sued the Boston police for brutality and libelous reporting of violence. The charges against him were dropped, but his career was severely damaged. Among those on stage the night that Boston banned rock and roll was Chuck Berry. Here he is with Sweet Little 16.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis and down in New Orleans. All the cats wanna dance with Sweet Little 16. Sweet Little 16, she just got to have about a half a million a famed autographs. Her wallet filled with pictures, she gets them one by one. Becomes so excited, watch her look at her run, boy. Oh, mommy, mommy, please may I go? It's such a sight to see somebody steal the show. Deep in the heart of Texas, around the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans, all the cats wanna dance with Sweet Little 16. On bandstand, Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, and around the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans, all the cats wanna dance with, oh, sweet little 16, sweet little 16, she's got the grown-up blues, tight dresses and lipstick, she's sporting high-heeled shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning, she'll have to change her trend and be sweet 16 and back in class again. But they'll be rocking in more.